Turn with me in your Bibles, please, for our second reading to Ezra chapter 8. Ezra chapter 8, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired Word of God. These are now the chief of their fathers, and this is the genealogy of them that went up with me from Babylon in the reign of Artaxerxes the king. Of the sons of Phinehas, Gershom. Of the sons of Ithamar, Daniel. Of the sons of David, Hattush. Of the sons of Shechaniah, of the sons of Parosh, Zechariah, and with him were reckoned by genealogy of the males, 150. Of the sons of Pahath Moab, Elioenai, the son of Zerahiah, and with him 200 males. Of the sons of Shechaniah, the son of Jahaziel, and with him 300 males. Of the sons also of Adin, Ebed, the son of Jonathan, and with him 50 males. And of the sons of Elam, Jeshahiah, the son of Athaliah, and with him 70 males. And of the sons of Shephatiah, Zebediah, the son of Michael, and with him 80 males. Of the sons of Joab, Obadiah, the son of Jehiel, and with him 218 males. And of the sons of Shelomith, the son of Josaphiah, and with him 103 males. And of the sons of Bebai, Zechariah, the son of Bebai, and with him 28 males. And of the sons of Azgad, Johanan, the son of Hakatan, and with him 110 males. And of the last sons of Adonikam, whose names are these, Eliphalet, Jeiel, and Shemaiah, and with them 80 males. And of the sons of also of Bigvai, Uthai and Zabud, and with them 70 males. And I gathered them together to the river that runneth to Ahava. And there abode we in tents 3 days. And I viewed the people and the priests, and found there none of the sons of Levi. Then I sent for Eliezer, for Ariel, for Shemaiah, and for Elnathan, and for Jarib, and for Elnathan, and for Nathan, and for Zechariah, and for Meshulam, chief men, also for Jarib, and for Elnathan, men of understanding. And I sent them with commandments unto Edo, the chief at the place Casiphia, and I told them what they should say unto Edo, and to his brethren, the Nethinims, at the place Casiphia, that they should bring unto us ministers for the house of our God. And by the good hand of our God upon us, they brought a man of understanding, of the sons of Mahli, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, and Sherebiah with his sons, and his brethren 18, and Hashabiah, and with him Jeshiah, the sons of Merari, and his brethren and their sons 20. Also of the Nethinims, whom David and the princes had appointed for the service of the Levites, 220 Nethinims, all of them were expressed by name. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek of him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance. For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. So we fasted and besought our God for this, and he was entreated of us. Then I separated 12 of the chief of the priests, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their brethren with them, and weighed unto them the silver and the gold and the vessels, even the offering of the house of our God, which the king and his counselors and his lords and all Israel there present had offered. I even weighed unto their hand 650 talents of silver, and silver vessels and 100 talents, and of gold and 100 talents, also 20 basins of gold of 1,000 drams, and 2 vessels of fine copper, precious as gold. And I said unto them, Ye are holy unto the Lord, the vessels are holy also, and the silver and the gold are a freewill offering unto the Lord God of your fathers. Watch ye and keep them until ye weigh them before the chief of the priests and Levites, and the chief of the fathers of Israel at Jerusalem, in the chambers of the house of the Lord. So took the priests and the Levites the weight of the silver and the gold and the vessels to bring them to Jerusalem unto the house of our God. Then we departed from the river of Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go unto Jerusalem. And the hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and of such as lay in wait by the way. And we came to Jerusalem and abode there 3 days. Now on the 4th day was the silver and the gold and the vessels weighed in the house of our God by the hand of Meremoth, the son of Uriah, the priest. And with him was Eleazar, the son of Phinehas, and with him was Jozabad, the son of Jeshua, and Noadiah, the son of Binui, Levites, by number and by weight of every one, and all the weight was written at that time. Also, the children of those that had been carried away, which were come out of the captivity, offered burnt offerings unto the God of Israel, 12 bullocks for all Israel, 96 rams, 77 lambs, 12 he-goats for a sin offering. All this was a burnt offering unto the Lord. And they delivered the king's commissions unto the king's lieutenants and to the governors on this side the river. And they furthered the people and the house of God. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. All right, so we know how to handle genealogies. We know what those are about. We've seen that in our reading of 1 and 2 Chronicles. So now we come to Ezra, and we see that there are those who are dedicated to the service of the house of God, priests. And so they must be able to show their genealogy, and they do. And so these are those which went up, or these are they which went up with Ezra out of Babylon to go to Jerusalem. So we have several different families. We also have the ministering families that are spoken of, and that takes us down through verses 1 through 14. Okay, so several of those, and then when we get to verse 14, it's an interesting part there because they stop at the river Ahava and they stay there 3 days. This gives Ezra enough time to go around, take a look at everybody that's there. And he says, you know what? We're missing some folks. We don't have Levites. And we need Levites. If we're going to go and beautify the house of our God, we must have Levites. And so they send a couple of men back to these folks that are staying at, what was the name of that place? Casiphia, Iddo and others. And they say, we don't have Levites to go up. And so there is a request, and a number of Levites say, I will go. And with them, Nethinims. Nethinims are particular servants to the Levites. They are those who serve with the Levites as their servants. You're going to see that term, Nethinim, from time to time. Okay, so now that the complement is full, they all join together at the river Ahava. It's time to leave, or is it? It's not quite yet time to leave. There's something to do first. And this is really an interesting thing that Ezra does here. The first thing he does is he says, okay, so I thought it was good to fast and pray that we would entreat the favor of our God because of the little ones and because of the substance that we have. Okay, let's try to remember that what we're seeing here is we're seeing, maybe some of you watch those old spaghetti westerns and you see the stagecoach coming across the landscape there, and there's, you know, guys, and you can tell they're bad guys. How can you tell? Number one, they have scarves on that are black. Their hats are black. And those scarves, well, what happens is they're all scruffy in the face, you know, because the clean-shaven guys, they're the good guys. Okay. The guys that are scruffy in their face, you know. And so here's what happens. They look left and they look right and they go. And they get this scowl on their face and they nod their head and they take their black bandanas and they pull them up over their nose. Right? And then here they come down the rocks. And they want to get that stagecoach and they want to turn it over and they want to get the treasure that's in that stagecoach and they want to take it away for their own loot. Right? Okay, well, that's kind of what's going on here. They stop at the river Ahava. They have a lot of little ones. They don't have a guard. They don't have any army with them. No soldiers. Because Ezra says, I was ashamed to ask the king for soldiers because I told him if we're doing the Lord's work, he's going to protect us. And so, with consistency then, Ezra goes forward. What is left? What are the means left that we have in our hands? We don't have any soldiers, so what shall we do when we travel across the wide open desert, or the wild, wild east, if you want to call it? What are we supposed to do when we travel this way with no soldiers, with all this cash and gold and stuff, and with only little ones? What are we going to do? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to stop here, and we're going to fast, and we're going to pray. That's the means that Ezra took up. And he says, and the good hand of our God was upon us. Now, having said that, Ezra is also very wise because he brings 12 of those Levitical families up and he says, okay, you take a 12th, you take a 12th, you take a 12th. In other words, we don't want all of our eggs in one basket. In case we're attacked, hopefully some of us can get away while maybe 1/12 is captured. And so what does he do? He doesn't behave himself presumptuously at all. In other words, we prayed now. We're safe. Let's go out and let's show it off before all the robbers on the road. He doesn't do that. But he has a particular confidence that the Lord will indeed undertake for them and protect them. And that is exactly what we find out. But they measure out by tale every increment to each of those 12 families so that they will be in charge of keeping it and bringing it to Jerusalem until it can be presented and then rightly, with some accounting, presented to the priest that's there. I hope you see all of the uprightness and honor in all of this operation here. It is not presumptuously reckless. Neither is it faithless. It is very wise in exactly every particular. And so that's what we see Ezra doing here. We see him undertaking to protect, number one, the honor of God. Protecting the honor of God by refusing to ask of the king a regiment to travel with them. Secondly, he applies unto the honor of God in fasting and prayer. Thirdly, he applies unto the wisdom of God in spreading out the treasure among the families. And then fourth, they travel. And I think it would be a reasonable expectation here to understand that they travel in such a way also as to exude the same kind of wisdom without any recklessness and yet faith in their God to protect them. And notice that the Lord is entreated of them. And they do arrive safely at their destination. They bring over the riches with the accounting. And then all of the people come together and offer the offerings of the Lord unto him, celebrating the success of their endeavors. All right? Okay, well, that is Ezra chapter 8.